I'm Dr. Lee Merritt, and I was a classically trained physician. I graduated from the University of Rochester School of Medicine and Dentistry. And to be honest, I'm an orthopedic spine surgeon by profession. So this, I didn't expect to be in a discussion about parasites and viruses.
But what if I told you that cancer, acne rosacea, multiple sclerosis, and rheumatoid arthritis, four different diseases in four different areas of medicine, what if they can all be treated with parasite medication?
Well, when you tell someone that a medicine for dogs cured your cancer, you better be ready for some skeptics. But Joe Tippin says it did save his life and others. And now even cancer researchers are open to the possibility it might be true.
My neck, my liver, my pancreas, my bladder, in my bones, it was everywhere.
2 years ago, Joe Tippin says he was told to go home, call hospice, and say his goodbyes. The doctors were unanimous. He was going to die of small cell lung cancer.
Once that kind of cancer goes that far afield, the odds of survival are less than 1%, and the median life expectancy is 3 months.
Tippin says he went from 220 pounds to 110, but that was January of 2017. Today, Tippins is very much alive, and what he credits for his survival has doctors scratching their heads and the rest of us raising eyebrows.
About half the people think I'm just crazy, and half the people want to know more and dig deeper.
Tippin says he got a tip, not from a pharmacist, but a veterinarian. And in his desperation, he turned from people medicine to dog medicine, specifically fenbendazole, or what you give a dog when it has worms.
Yeah, truth is stranger than fiction, you know?
Just 3 months later, Tippin says his cancer was gone.
I'm usually skeptical, and I was, and maybe still am, about this one. But there's an interesting background to this.
Cancer researchers like Stephen Prescott are skeptical, but they also are not dismissing this anti-parasitic's potential. He says Tippins is not the first person to potentially benefit, and maybe not the last.
Scientists at many credible places have done work on this for years.
But was it the dog dewormer, or was it something else? Tippins took the dog medicine with daily vitamin E supplements and CBD oil. He was also taking an experimental cancer-fighting drug. But Tippin says out of the 1,100 patients on that clinical trial, he was the only one cleared of cancer. Tippin says he was saved by the dog dewormer, and he plans to take it for the rest of his life.
Well, my insurance company spent $1.2 million on me with traditional means before I switched to a $5 a week medicine that actually saved me.
Prescott says he's now working with Tippins to organize a case study.
We're going to do it and see if we can confirm that in a very rigorous or a clinical study sort of way that these patients had that kind of response.
As for Tippins,
I've got now over 40 success stories other than me.
He's sharing his story on an online blog that has already been read more than 100,000 times. Most of the feedback, positive or curious. Some, though, accuse Tippins of giving cancer patients false hope.
How do I answer that? I mean, if I've saved one other person other than me, it's worth it to me.
All we know for sure is that Joe Tippins is alive. In time, perhaps we'll also know if this medicine made for man's best friend might also be man's newest cancer cure.
And if you think about it, where MD Anderson is in Houston, Texas, it's only one of 53 hospitals in that complex. And all 53 are directed at cancer. And there's 110,000 employees in that one medical center. Nobody wants to see 53 hospitals and 110,000 people go away. The business of cancer is so far so big that it's too big to fail, I think. And so I am just going about my business saving lives, you know, and it's all kind of accidental. I mean, I wrote the blog because I was naive, thinking it would help me. I started the Facebook for the same reason, Facebook group for the same reason. And now I'm still having to field, and I can't field them. I literally am ignoring hundreds and hundreds of emails because it would take, I'm doing this for free, and it would take a full-time staff of four or five people to really respond to everybody in the world that reaches out to me. But somehow, some way, people find the information, they get the information, they go on the protocol, and then successes come rolling in. And I could tell you, in layman's terms, the three pathways by which this is working. And it's really quite interesting. Three PhD scientists in India, believe it or not, spent their entire careers, they're all now retired, but they spent their entire career researching fenbendazole on cancer. And they know the three pathways scientifically that it works.
If you systematically ignore proven science, then a program's being run. There's something wrong here. We're systematically ignoring all the stuff we know about cancer. And there's much more. You know, Harvey Gaylord, who's a big oncologist, cancer researcher in Buffalo, New York years ago, he said this in 1909, and it was published in an AMA journal. He said, we have to quit debating whether parasites cause cancer. Everybody knows parasites cause cancer. We just have to debate whether or not they cause all cancers or if they cause just some cancers.
We grew up believing that there was infectious disease that was airborne. We heard about the pandemic of 1918. We came up believing that we got sick because of these crazy little invisible virus particles. Well, that turns out not to be true. I believe they've actually made up people and made up a whole branch of science, and that's the science of virology. If you look at virology, the man given credit for starting the science of virology is a man named John F. Enders. He's also given credit as the father of modern vaccines. What got my attention, though, right away when I was trying to find out who this guy was, is that he eventually won the Nobel Prize for being able to be the first guy to culture viruses. Now, I'm going to tell you, his paper that he won the Nobel Prize for, you can't read the original paper because they've bottled it up behind an institutional paywall. If I'm the chief of medicine at Harvard, I can probably get at it, but I can't get at it, and you'd have to pay a lot of money to get at it. Why do they care about a paper that was written in 1954? We know about his paper from his Nobel laureate presentation when he was awarded the Peace Prize in 1954. So who is he? Well, on the Nobel website, they explain his history. They say he took off a year from Yale to go fight in the Air Force in 1918 and was given to rank of ensign.
1967 marks the 20th anniversary of the establishment of the United States Air Force.
There was no Air Force in 1918, okay? It was the Army Air Corps. We didn't have an Air Force until World War II time frame. And number two, there are no ensigns in the Air Force ever. That's a naval rank. Not only that, they claim that his PhD was in 1930 at Harvard. He got a PhD purportedly in bacteriology and immunology. The first immunology PhD was granted in 1974. And yet here we have the Nobel site telling us he's got a PhD in immunology from 1930. Who's making this up?
Your doctor can surely help when you're not well. Anne is just fine. We take good care of her, the doctor says. Isn't it good to have a doctor who can help you?
Because after this paper was published and was elevated by publications like Pergamon, virology basically replaced the science on parasites as they continue to impact our health. So by this point in the 20th century, the medical industry gave us two paths. One was petroleum medicine that was designed to prolong our illness to create wealth off it. And the other was homeopathic medicine found in nature that was derived to cure the illness. So here's what you need to know. We get sick because of three things primarily. We get sick because of electromagnetic radiation, because of poisons that they put into the environment, and because of parasites. Well, we now know that we are electromagnetic. Now, the work of Dr. Pollack up in Washington State, or the University of Washington in Seattle, he looked at how you get rid of toxins in the body. And it turns out the body works like a battery.
So light, you might say light creates this kind of battery. The question is, are we also solar powered? Do we use light to get some of our energy? We actually do. We engage in the first step of photosynthesis, that is the splitting of water into the negative and positive.
You actually have to keep a charge. You have a negative and positive charges, and you have this exclusionary zone. And when you have a poison in the body, let's say you're cleaning with Lysol because you're convinced that you need to, you know, sterilize everything, which is not a good idea, by the way, but you did that, and you get some of these particles ingested in you and in your body. They act as poisons. But your body can handle it because it isolates them with a charge and it spits them out. And that's how we get rid of toxins in our cells. If you get too many and then your batteries are run down, then you can't survive. And that is what flu is. So if you screw up the battery system for a variety of ways, you don't get enough sunlight. So this all makes sense when you start looking at it. And what's happening, every time we've had like the H1N1, every time we've had a pandemic in the modern world, it's been associated with an increase in electromagnetic frequency. When they said a virus spread around Wuhan and was killing people, they didn't lie, but they were speaking the old tongue. In Latin, virus means poison. It does not mean a little germ. In my lifetime in medicine, what I've seen happen is they have denied us the technology and they've demonized looking for these things. They made it a joke.
We don't want to be told what to do. Well, I understand that, but now is the time to do what you're told.
The people who are not getting vaccines, who are believing the lies on the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them. What else? Or leave them behind.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
One of the things that woke me up to the parasite problem is we're seeing all these people with turbo cancer, right? We're hearing all this stuff about cancer and these weird things happening. They're showing up with multiple cancers. People, I hear this from oncologists and medical doctors, they're saying, we see these people that have been in remission for years, and now suddenly they're breaking out with cancer everywhere and in a very aggressive form. If you look in the cancer literature, research that's going on right now at the NIH, you'll find that they're looking very, very closely at fenbendazole, albendazole, all these anti-parasitic drugs for treatment of cancer. Now, they're not admitting that it's actually parasites are cancer. What they're saying is, isn't it interesting that these anti-parasitic drugs also treat cancer?
The reason they went crazy when we started using ivermectin, it wasn't because of saving some people in COVID. It's because they realized, as we learn more about ivermectin, we're going to find out that it was a Nobel Prize winning drug for parasites. And then when they find out that parasites are cancer, it's going to take this whole system down. So we're going to win by just leaving Babylon. We're going to walk out of this system, the matrix system, whatever you want to call it. It's made of lies. And once you walk out of it, you find out that your medical care for yourself becomes a lot simpler. Once you get out of the idea that there are 70,000 diseases and you've got to have all these treatments and you've got to have all these special studies to be done, and then you've got to get poisoned, as you were saying, with, you know, chemotherapy agents, all that. Once you get away from that and you realize how the body really works and what's making us sick, there are probably about 7 or 8 root causes, maybe not even that many. And once you get there, you realize, oh, there's God's world down here that's simple and easy to understand, like God's law. And then there's this overlay of this, I'll call it satanic overlay, but you can call it whatever you want to. And it's overly complexified and ultimately evil. And so medicine is no bit different. When we realize we can prevent cancer and we can treat cancer, I'm sure. I mean, this is not official medical advice. This is just what I would do. I'm treating my own parasites now, so I would have been a cancer victim had I not done that. I know that. I had pre-cancer symptoms that completely went away when I started myself on fenbendazole and these different anti-parasitic agents.
Watch the full documentary, Parasites, The Cancer Within, at parasitemovie.com for free. The journey to uncovering what's truly happening inside our bodies is far from over. And we're just scratching the surface. More experts will pull back the curtain on the things they don't want you to know. The truth is out there, and it's time to see it.
Parasites are real. I can prove parasites are real. I know they're out in the world today. Now we have known parasitic diseases like MS. Pathology proven that parasites cause MS.
Purge. Crafted with an all-natural blend of 19 powerful ingredients, designed to target and eliminate every type of parasite inside the human body. From hidden invaders causing fatigue to those impacting your overall well-being, join thousands of users who've already transformed their health, experiencing incredible energy and a renewed sense of well-being.
But what if I told you that cancer, acne rosacea, multiple sclerosis, and rheumatoid arthritis, four different diseases in four different areas of medicine, what if they can all be treated with parasite medication?
Get yours now at www.purgestore.com and use the coupon code STEW for a 20% off discount.